on your smartphone
from the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM
with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. It's Lucy Hickmott.
Authorities say they have no idea how long fires on moorland in Greater Manchester will burn for. Dozens of people have had to leave their homes and 4 schools have closed after wind and hot, dry conditions fanned flames on Saddleworth Moor. Around 50 firefighters are trying to tackle 4 areas of fire. Mayor of Greater Manchester Andy Burnham says crews are up against it.
We haven't had rain for some time, just a day or so, and so everything is very, very dry. And in terms of the weather, it's both kind of warm but also very gusty, so the wind direction is changing all of the time.
The army is also on standby and a major incident has been declared.
KM FM News.
Tougher sentences have been brought in for people supplying fentanyl after a campaign by a mum from Deal whose son was killed by the drug. 18-year-old Robert Fraser died in 2016. Since then, Michelle Parry's been calling for harsher punishments for dealers. Justice Minister Rory Stewart has made the announcement at a debate in Parliament where he praised the family.
The tragic death of Robert has led to a very significant campaign led by Robert's family and by the Honourable Member, which has already changed the guidelines for the Crown Prosecution Service and for the Sentencing Council. But this is just the beginning. The next stage needs to be a very serious public education campaign.
Jail terms will double from 3 to 6 years. A doctor implicated in a scandal at Gosport Memorial Hospital in Hampshire insists she was doing her best for patients. Jane Barton has also described herself as hard-working following the release of a report which found hundreds of people there had their lives shortened after getting powerful painkillers. A man in his 40s arrested after a man died following a disturbance in East Malling has been released on bail. Officers were called to a property in Larkspur Close on Monday evening. A man in his 20s was taken to hospital but later died. A post-mortem's due to take place tomorrow. The incident's also been referred to the police watchdog in relation to the force's response. KMFM's been told the housing market in the southeast is broken and not working in the interests of ordinary people. MP Andrew Gwynn has been visiting Medway, where there are concerns homes are being given to more and more people being placed in the towns by London councils. The Shadow Communities and Government Secretary says it's not right.
It's absolutely appalling. It's appalling for those families because they deserve to live in the area where they perhaps always lived, grown up. They now work, they're bringing up their own families, and it's not wrong that they should want to live in those areas.
Yesterday, the government announced funding for 23,000 new affordable homes in England. 12,500 will be to support families struggling to pay rent in areas like Medway, Ashford and Dartford. See more of that exclusive interview on KMTV tonight from 5:30.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A heterosexual couple who wants a civil partnership instead of a marriage have won a legal bid at the UK's highest court. Judges have ruled Rebecca Steinfeld and Charles Kyden are being discriminated against because, as it stands, only those in same-sex relationships have the option. And Kent's Lizzie Yarnold's being linked with an appearance on Strictly. The double Winter Olympic champion from Sevenoaks is reportedly a fan of the show but has never been able to consider taking part in the past because of training. She's said to have met with bosses ahead of the new series.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and champions Germany are putting their World Cup hopes on the line this afternoon. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
They take on South Korea in their final group match, knowing they're not yet guaranteed a place in the last 16. It's a Sweden face Mexico, with all 4 sides still with a chance of going through. Later, Brazil will qualify if they don't lose to Serbia. Also in Group E, Switzerland face Costa Rica. Cricket and England's assistant coach and former Kent man Paul Fabbrace says he can see the logic of splitting the national team job in two and having separate tests and limited overs coaches. He's in charge of the side for their 2020 match against Australia later and is being linked with the role permanently when Trevor Bayliss leaves next year.
I certainly enjoyed my small break that I had in the winter. I mean, Trevor did 5 months solid and that's a lot to ask of anyone. But maybe the way that the game game is going and the skills and the practices, maybe it does make sense to go that way.
Play is due to get underway at 6:30. And staying with cricket, Kent have set Middlesex a massive target of 467 in their county championship game at Canterbury. The visitors will resume in about an hour on 22 for 2 in their second innings.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.